It is 4 o'clock, and we do have a quorum, so I will call this meeting to order. Thank you all for joining the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission on December 1st, 2022. First order of business is a motion to approve the October 6th minutes. Is there a motion? I don't think you, Mike.
You got me now? Yeah.
So there's a motion and.
This is Ashley. Aye.
So yeah, without objection, minutes are approved. So the regular agenda today is the petition of the city of Savannah for West 46th Street and Bullock Street, a historical marker, and staff will make the presentation.
Good afternoon. This is Caitlin Chamberlain. The applicant is requesting a recommendation for approval from the Historic Site and Monument Commission to City Council to install a 42x38 cast aluminum double-sided roadside historic marker in Cann Park at the public right-of-way intersection of West 46th Street and Bullock Street to commemorate Savannah civil rights leader, attorney, and City Council member Robert Edward Robbie Robinson. The sign will be located in the tree lawn between the street and the walking path and between two large trees near a lamppost. The City of Savannah Park and Tree Department has reviewed and approved the installation at this location. The sign is proposed to be 42x38 with a 3.5-inch by 7-foot aluminum post. It will be double-sided cast aluminum with a black finish and gold lettering and will include the city logo. The sign will be created by the same company that manufactures the Georgia Historical Society signs and meets the design guidelines. With regard to the themes, the marker addresses the categories of civic and institutional, social and humanitarian, and local history. As per the applicant, Robinson was both an integral part of the civil rights movement in Savannah, Georgia, and an influential figure in community organizing in the era after the civil rights movement. Throughout his lifelong dedication for fighting for civil rights, as well as his work as a civil rights attorney and city alderman, Robinson exemplifies the civil rights movement by embodying the idea that local organizing and activism is the impetus for real social and political change. The proposed sign location is in the 800 block of West 46th Street, which is in close proximity to Alderman Robinson's childhood home in the 700 block of West 46th Street. Staff finds the location appropriate. With regard to tree roots and ground utilities, the applicant has coordinated with the city's Park and Tree Department to determine that it is an appropriate location and has submitted an 811 request to ensure the location is clear of all utilities before installation. The City of Savannah, as the applicant, has secured the funding for the marker and will be responsible for the maintenance escrow. Staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council to install a historical marker in Cann Park at the public right-of-way near the intersection of West 46th Street and Bullock Street, as requested, because the proposed work meets the master plan and guidelines. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I have a question before I hand it, if anyone has a question. So this is significant because it's a City of Savannah marker, not a Georgia Historical Society marker.
Right.
And the Georgia Historical Society is usually responsible for the upkeep of their markers. Did I miss it, or is there a plan for the upkeep of this?
The city will be in charge of that.
I mean, I assume so. I just have to ask.
Yes, of course.
That's my only question.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any questions of staff? There are no questions of staff. We'll hear from the petitioner.
Thank you. Thank you. Luchan Spraker with the City of Savannah Municipal Archives. We're happy to bring this marker application to you. I think Caitlin covered all of the high points of the application. Alderman Robbie Robinson obviously made a very important impact on our community before his life was cut short in a mail bomb. We felt it was important to honor his contributions and his impact and lasting legacy through a marker. We did originally look at putting a marker at a location in the public right of way near his the location of his law firm where the mail bomb his injuries he sustained that were proved fatal. Due to some concerns there, after talking to his family, we relocated it to the Cam Park location, just about half a block from where he spent most of his childhood and in the district where he served as alderman. So we think that's important. We are still, though, exploring a ground marker option for the site near his law office. So we may be bringing that back to you in the future. There's a lot of people that are interested in continuing to support him in other ways. So as we explore that, we'll probably be talking more with staff before we bring that back up, if that we do that. I think there was one question you asked about maintenance. So we have factored into our budget an escrow. So even though this is a city project, we are still providing the escrow for that to support our park and tree department, which will handle the maintenance of this marker. So do you have any specific questions?
No, I appreciate you saying that. I will just say real quick too. So thank you for clarifying. So it will be park and tree that would.
Yes.
That would deal with the maintenance.
Park and Tree will install it, and then they will handle the maintenance for it.
Got it.
And then they identified the required escrow payment, just as if we were an outside applicant.
Right.
They told us how much the installation would cost, how much the escrow maintenance fee was, and we built that all into our application budget that you see here.
That's great. I'll let Alderwoman speak, but I want to just give you kudos for doing this too. I think it's super important, and I appreciate that you talked to the families and consulted with them about the location. That's really important too. So that's awesome. Did anyone else have questions? I'll let the Alderwoman speak. Did anyone have questions of Luciana? Thanks, Luciana.
Okay. Yeah, and I'd like to let Alderwoman Walderbryan speak.
Absolutely.
Good evening. Robbie Robinson was a friend of my family. My sister and him, they went to Savannah High. I graduated from Savannah High. He was an unsung hero. And 33 years ago, during the same time, he opened a small package that massacred him. Not only did it kill him, it killed an appellate federal judge, Judge Vance from Alabama. So it shocked not only Savannah, but the whole world. And so I'm just so grateful that we have an opportunity to speak of his beginning and where he grew up. He was a city council alderman that fought for everybody. He was well loved. There is a gentleman who worked here, and his name escapes me. He is doing a documentary. He used to be a news reporter. He reached out to me, along with the Alumni Association from Savannah High. I like to give people flowers when they are alive, when they can smell them. We need to do more than what we're doing for the people who have fought so long and so hard for not people that look like him, but for this community. And for so long, we have been polarized. There are people moving in the right direction, and it is now time for our children in this community. When we talk about history, we want to talk about his beginning, the middle, and the end. And so as Ms. Breyer said, we want to continue to come back and let people know that he was a model. He was beloved. He was born, reared here, the public school. And we continue to say that you can go anywhere from Savannah. He graduated from Savannah High and the University of Georgia. And you're in Georgia. I don't know anybody who doesn't know Georgia. But he was well loved. And I'm just so happy to champion this. We need to let his family know that we appreciated him. Thank you for sharing him. And every chance and opportunity that I can get to let this city, this state know how important it is to remember your history so that you appreciate it more. And we appreciate it by showing the children in this community that there are people that you can look up to that don't play an instrument, that don't bounce a ball, but use their brain. Now, yesterday showed us that we are in crisis. Children need to have a hook. When we show them that people who graduated from this public school can be lawyers and doctors, and let the hobby be the basketball and the golf. I'm not knocking that, but our children are sponges. And so I want to thank Ms. Luciana and Brett Bell for making this happen. And I want to make sure that you understand we're coming back because his life mattered and he left footprints. And we want to do all that we can for anybody, white, black, brown, green, polka dot. If they did something in this community, it is us, city council, who must share that experience with everybody and every child. And just thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, too. It's always appreciated when the elected officials come here and speak on the record. That's great. I'll just say, from my point of view, when I moved here, I heard his story, and I think this really is an important documentation of his contributions. Before I did anyone have questions of the petitioner? Before I open it up for if there's anyone here from the public to speak, I just wanted to ask for my own edification, and maybe Luciana, this is a question to you, just how this came about, because I know it's not the Georgia Historical Society, and maybe is this the first marker, Leah, that we've had that's not the Georgia Historical Society in a long time? Ryan's shaking his head no.
No.
Luciana, so. Don't answer that. No.
Okay, it's not regular, but I commend the city for taking the initiative, because so, I know Georgia Historical Society has, you know, a long list of things that they're trying to do.
I can easily answer the history of this marker. So Alderwoman Wilder Bryant brought this to city staff to pursue.
Of course she did.
and she had constituents approach her, and the Savannah Alumni Association approached her about that. So she brought it to us to pursue. We actually did put in a marker application to the Georgia Historical Society for this, and they actually said this was not a statewide story. This was a local story. So we decided this was an important story, and that's why we pursued it as a city marker. And we will probably, if we have the funding, pursue more local stories that we think are important. I've got a list of things that I want. It's
that's
just
great.
A matter of funding,
right,
with all the other funding priorities of the city. There are lots of other non-Georgia Historical Society, non-state markers, if you walk around town, as far as how many recently, I couldn't necessarily.
I knew they existed. It's just, it's not,
yeah.
I couldn't remember the last one we had. So anyway, yeah.
Wasn't the,
Oh, wait, no.
Wasn't
the Virginia,
Kaya Fund. The Kaya Fund.
The Kaya, yeah. I'm sorry, the Kaya
right.
Fund. The Kaya,
right.
House,
the Kaya House.
It
that's
was
right.
a non.
That's
that
right.
was the most recent one. Yes.
That was pretty recent, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was, again, one that they applied to Georgia Historical Society, and they were not. And that's also, Georgia Historical Society has a pot of money, and they are doing a statewide program. So they decided they couldn't wait. They had a story to tell that was important, and they raised the money, and they did it. And sometimes you just, you know, you have to do it. They did it through a great grassroots effort. So for the city, Robbie Robinson is a city local community hero, but he's also a city government hero for us at the city. So that was when he was killed. It was the first time the city raised the flag on City Hall to have staff for an African-American. It was a huge huge event for city staff to lose one of their own that way. It was devastating. So that was an important story for us to tell, whether or not we could get other support. So we found the money, and she wasn't going to let us not. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's great. And I, like I said, I had heard this story when I first moved here, and I was actually wondering why there wasn't more, you know, memorialization of that. So that's great. Thank you.
Well, you may be seeing us again.
That's awesome. So if there are no more questions of the petitioner, we can open it up to if anyone is here from the public to speak on this, if there's anyone online that wants to speak. I don't know how much online viewership we have these days, but is there somebody? Okay. If there's anyone here to speak from the public, it doesn't look like there is. So if not, we can have board discussion or make a motion. It's up to you all. Do you have any discussions? I mean, like I said my piece. I think this is awesome.
This is Ashley. I also think this is awesome, and it's really helpful to highlight more local history. And I want to make a motion to approve the staff's recommendation to install a historical marker at Camp Park.
I second.
So there is a motion to approve staff recommendation of the marker and a second. Ashley, how do you vote?
I vote yay.
Eileen, yay.
Okay, I don't have to break a tie on this one. So the motion passes. And thank you all for your diligence. And thank you, Alderwoman Linda Wilder Bryant.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate you.
Thank you all. Now I need to read the what's next on the agenda.
Let's get that done.
I didn't bring my laptop. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, second, third item on our agenda today is a petition of Charles Brazil for Franklin Square Haitian Monument, name plaque addition to the Haitian Monument at Franklin Square. And staff will do the presentation.
All right, good afternoon. Caitlin Chamberlain again. The applicant is requesting the addition of a 10-inch by 4-inch bronze name plaque for James R. Maston, the sculptor who created the statues for the Haitian Monument in Franklin Square. The Haitian American Historical Society in the city of Savannah commissioned James Maston to design the monument that commemorates the Haitians who fought in the American Revolution. They were the largest unit of soldiers of African descent who fought in the American Revolution. The monument was dedicated on October 8, 2007. The applicant has provided specifications about the plaque and where it would be proposed to go. This image isn't to scale, but just to show where they were proposing for it to go. With regards to the theme, staff finds that the standards are met. The addition of the name plaque for the monument sculptor is appropriate. James Maston is not recognized elsewhere in Savannah, and his work with the Haitian Monument commemorates a significant historical event in Savannah's Revolutionary War era history. Regarding the design of the name plaque, pull that back up. Staff finds that the dimensions and materials meet the standard. However, for the size of the font, staff recommends that the applicant provides the letter height for both rows of text. There's a standard that says the artist's name may be incorporated into the design, but should be in a discrete location. For this reason, staff recommends that the plaque be located on the rear of the monument as the more discreet location. With regard to funding, the applicant is responsible for the costs associated with the manufacture and installation of the name plaque, as well as the escrow payment, which will be determined by the city. So with that, staff recommends approval of the addition of a name plaque for James Maston, the sculptor of the Haitian Monument in Franklin Square, with the following conditions. Because otherwise, the project meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. One, relocate the plaque to the rear of the monument, provide the new location to staff. Two, ensure that the font height of the top line is a minimum of 1 inch and that the text of the bottom line is not less than 1/2 inch in height. Provide the dimension mock-up to staff and provide an escrow payment as required by the city. Thank you, and I will answer any questions.
I do have a question, a couple of questions. I don't see the petitioners here. I don't know if they're online. Is he? Oh, okay. So I will maybe reserve my question. Could you remind me, I read through this, you said that this was commissioned by the city, that this monument was, or
yes.
No? It was?
Yes.
Okay. And I will reserve my question for the petitioner. Does anyone else have a question for staff? I feel like I had another question, but now I can't remember it. We'll move on. If the petitioner is online, if you can hear us, the floor is yours.
Thank you. My name is Charlie Brazil. I am the Regional Director for Historic Tours of America. I had been asked by the president of our company, Ed Swift III, to steward this project to fruition. Mr. Swift and Mr. Mastin were friends, and at his funeral, he promised to try to pursue this recognition for his contribution to the monument. I'd previously just not found somebody who was able to bring it to this point. And I raised my hand and made that happen. And I'm very happy that we've received staff approval. We're happy to provide the additional information staff has required and whatever escrow payment is required as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And maybe I'm just, could you just clarify a little, I think this is commendable putting an artist's name on their work, but just clarify like how this came about, like what was the impetus to make?
Sure. Mr. Mastin and Mr. Swift worked together in Key West. A memorial sculpture garden in Key West. He was a significant contributor to that. Mr. Swift and Mr. Mastin became friends and had communicated for a long time. And then at the funeral, Mr. Swift was speaking to his wife, and she had expressed the sentiment that Mr. Mastin had been in life very disappointed that he did not have some sort of recognition on the sculpture, of which he was very proud. And Mr. Swift had made some assurances to Ms. Mastin that he would make every effort to try to accomplish that.
Okay, no, that's great. Thank you for providing that clarification. There couldn't be any better reason in my mind. But thank you. I appreciate the clarification. Does anyone else have a question of a petitioner? Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And I don't think we have any other questions. I appreciate your efforts. I'm a strong proponent of artists getting credit for their work. So I think it seems like an entirely valid endeavor.
I appreciate that. Will staff be in touch with regard to the amount of the escrow payments we can remit?
That is something that will be determined by the city.
Oh, okay. I'm just at some point we'll be made aware so we can provide the funding.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure you understand the clarification of putting the plaque on the rear of the monument and all of the other stipulations, correct?
Yes, I have no objection to the location. We just made a suggestion as to the location. So long as the recognition is there, I feel like we've accomplished our goal. I will circle back with my art department to get some additional information as to what I'm just not a creative person particularly. So I don't know what the optimal font height that they envisioned, but I'll certainly get that information and provide it to staff.
Okay, and just so you know, so it is in a square, so the name will be plenty visible from the rear. So that doesn't seem like
absolutely. I'm actually a Savannah. I live in Savannah. I'm very familiar with the monument and the location, and you know, like you said, it's in the square, so whatever side it's on, it's going to be quite visible, I think. So that's good.
Right. Okay. That's great. Doesn't look like there's anyone here in person to speak from the public. If there's anyone online to speak from the public, doesn't look like it. So if the board has any discussion or a motion on this or comments, questions, otherwise?
This is Ashley. I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation, provided that the conditions are followed.
Eileen, second.
So there is a motion and a second to approve staff recommendations and all of the additions. Ashley, how do you vote?
Yay.
Yay.
No tiebreakers needed today. Motion passes. Congratulations and thank you very much. We have other business is to for yours truly to appoint a three-person nominating committee. And I had a eureka moment the other night and thought of a good way to do this that doesn't involve me personally choosing who it is. And so I would just, I'm going to go with, if unless there's anyone has any objections, the three members with the most seniority is how I'm going to do this. That seems to be the most fair way to do it. So that way I'm not,
have to look that up.
Does that make sense?
It might be you.
I'm going to assume, well, other than me, I would say. So other than me, whoever the three senior members, I'm going to assume it's Sean, Lisa, and then I think it might be Ashley. But we might have to. Okay.
We'll
so I think as long as everyone thinks that that's a fair way to do it, that way I'm not just randomly, arbitrarily picking people.
Makes sense.
And yeah. Any other new business? Any other new business? I have two things that I was going to say real quick, and it's too bad that Lisa and Sean and Catherine aren't here. But I did go to the dedication of the Jerome Meadows' piece of public art at Inmark Arena last month, and I did have some pictures and I didn't send them, so maybe I can share them next. But that was fabulous. There was a ton of people there, and that was wonderful, excellent, and all the rest. And right before this meeting, the second thing is right before this meeting, I forwarded an email about the Yamacraw Park. You guys both got that. Okay, so that's going to be on Sunday. That's not a whole lot of advance notice, but that is a long time coming. And Linda Wilder Bryant is not here, but she has been a really great advocate for that project as well. So I want to give her props for that. And I've been trying to advocate for that forever. So it's a real, very nice thing coming to fruition. Those are my two things. And do we have any applications for the next meeting?
We do not.
So we may or may not have a meeting on January the 5th. And when is the deadline for that?
That was 3:00 today. So we will
likely not, unless someone tries to pull some funny stuff.
Sometimes we get something late from the city, and that's really
that would be the funny stuff I was referring to. Yes, totally fine. So we're going to assume we probably don't have a meeting, but you all will let us know.
We'll confirm,
if we have some kind of special circumstances. Did staff have any other new business?
So Eileen and Ashley started on the same day.
Oh, okay. You guys want to flip a – should we flip a coin?
So Sean, Lisa, and then Ashley and Eileen, you both started on the same day. So.
Very same day.
Alphabetical, Eileen?
Okay. We can do it that way. Do you object to that?
It's not hard.
It's okay. Just
we'll send you. We'll send you an email.
Well, yeah, so I guess I should be clear. So it's you're going to – determine a nomination for chair and vice chair or just chair?
Let's see. Chair, vice chair, and secretary.
And secretary. Okay.
Yeah.
Which will be like our entire board.
Well, so, what you'll do.
And I can't be, I'm on my second year of chair, so I cannot be chair.
And this was, so Christopher can't be chair again. Ashley, you could serve one more year as vice chair. And Lisa's two terms of secretary are up, so they can switch around in those positions, but they can't do those ones again. And we'll send out an email because obviously, most of the
nominating committee's not here.
Right.
So we'll send out an email and explain that.
And I think that there's an important point to be made that we need to make sure that the person who is nominated for chair wants that position.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for Lisa, but we are good friends, and you might want to check with her before. Well, she'll be on that committee. So, I mean, she'll be on that committee, so you can discuss it with her.
Yeah, we'll send an email. Yeah.
Is there a deadline that this has to be done by?
Yeah, so you'll bring your nominations to the next meeting.
Okay.
So that probably won't be till February. So you all have to keep serving until, because it would have been February that the new person would have taken over, which is why we have it timed out this way. But if we don't have a next meeting, then you'll have just to keep serving until we finalize the new positions. So the next meeting.
I'm glad things are going this way, because not to name names, but when I first came on this commission, the chair, when I was on this commission, stayed in the chairmanship without voting for years.
We're trying to do it.
And we didn't realize it. And now that it's been implemented, we need to stick to this plan, because
we're trying. Yeah. We've got it written down. Yeah.
So that's great. Doing things the way they're supposed to be done. Any other new business? Okay. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.